So Happy New Year, as it is the first Sunday in January. It's also the first Sunday of the month, so we take communion on our first Sunday. So it is Communion Sunday, and you all know that for the last year on Communion Sunday, we kind of shift gears a little bit. And so either I was doing a miracle or a parable on the first Sunday, and so now I'm going to include a proverb. Amen. So I'll do a miracle. First Sunday, I'll either do a miracle, I'll do a parable, or a proverb. And so starting off the new year, we are in the proverb. Somebody say amen. So a couple of things. Number one, with our food outreach program, we will start it up tomorrow if it is not raining. All right. So if you wake up and it's raining, then we're not going to do it. And so send me a text if you're not sure. But if it's raining, we're not going to be out in the rain doing it. So, amen. And that's kind of a tough call, because if it looks like it's going to rain, then but anyway, if it looks like it's going to rain, we're still going to be go until it, anyway. All right. It gets kind of complicated because the food gets delivered and, you know, we have to be there. So I'll talk with the gentleman today and let him know if it's raining, we will not be in the rain trying to serve food. Amen? Amen. For the men, we have a discipleship class starting this Saturday. So from 10 to 11, in place of our regular men's fellowship, I'm teaching a discipleship class based on the King's Movement principles. Your men come out and you're going to be blessed. It is an incredible discipleship class. It's 8 weeks, and we'll start this Saturday. Let's see what else is going on. Then men, we're going to take a retreat to Memphis, Tennessee in April, and we'll talk more about that as well. It's all combined, the King's Movement and the retreat. So we'll be in Memphis, Tennessee, the men, those of us that choose to go, and we'll be retreating, and we'll be honoring the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. King with a bunch of other Christian men and churches out there, and so it's going to be pretty powerful. And so that's what we're looking to do with that. For the couples, yes, couples, please sign up with Lady Tracy. We have less than a month. At the end of this month, we will be celebrating in Redondo Beach, California, celebrating our marriages. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And we're looking forward to that. Bible study, Deuteronomy 11. Oh, my gosh, it is incredible. Come out and be blessed on Wednesday nights, 6:30 to 8. The study has been awesome. The book of Deuteronomy has been incredible. We just finished the book of Romans and Deuteronomy, and now we're just focusing in on Deuteronomy. Amen? So that is a lot to say. So just bow your heads quickly. Lord, we thank you and we bless you for this time of study, Lord. Thank you for what you've done already in the Sunday school classes, Lord, and then from the worship, and now we're to the word and communion, Lord. We just ask that your Holy Spirit continue to rule and reign throughout this service. Thank you for speaking to our hearts during worship, Lord. Thank you for giving us peace and answering questions, Lord, in the midst of worship. So now we ask that you speak to us through your word, Lord. We thank you that your word is a lamp and a light, lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. It illuminates the way, Lord, as we try our best to navigate through a dark, dying, fallen, broken, decaying world. We need your word in 2018, Lord, like never before. Amen. So we thank you, Lord. Our hearts and minds are open to receive what the Lord is speaking to us today. Speak loud and clear, Lord, and then let us live it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So as we get into the book of Proverbs, we get in the chapter 3. I've challenged the church, and I'm going to challenge you all again based on our message last week in the book of Daniel, how Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how they, for 10 days, they didn't eat the king's meat. So I challenge you for 10 days to give God 10 minutes a day for 10 days. So we're in the midst of that. Seeing as how last week was the 31st, I think this is the 8th day for those who've taken the challenge. Who has not eaten this morning? Let me see your hand. Amen. I make a note, those of you with your hands up, Mark 9:29. The word says some things only come but by praying and fasting. And remember, you got to intentionally know that, okay, I haven't eaten, I'm going to consider this a fast. It doesn't have to be a 21-day fast. It could just be an hour fast. It could be from giving up from a breakfast fast until lunchtime fast. But it's still the power of praying and fasting. Amen. You should have been praying and fasting during worship time and during prayer time. And just know that, God, as I'm praying and fasting, this stronghold that I've been dealing with, Lord, I'm praying that you would intervene on behalf of it. So don't take for granted the praying and fasting time that we have. Some of us have been praying and fasting for 10 days, not all day, but that morning before our breakfast, our lunch, we've been fasting. I'm telling you, it will revolutionize your life. It has been very powerful. The awesomeness, the favor of God that you will experience, the closeness to God. And remember, we don't do anything out of religion. We do it out of relationship. It's not don't make this a religious thing. God, it's 2018. There's so much going on in my life, so much going on in the world. I need to hear from you. So I'm going to pray and fast. I'm going to give you 10 minutes a day for 10 days. You've given me so much. The least I could do is my reasonable service to give you 10 minutes a day for 10 days. The God that I love and the God that I serve, or the God that I say I love and the God that I say I serve, I can at least give you 10 days. 10 minutes per day. Amen. If you're too busy to give God 10 minutes for 10 days, then you really are too busy. You need to cut something out. You need to slow something down. You need to slow something. I don't know what it is. You determine that. So here we are. Proverbs 3, let's start at verse 1. It says, my son, so underline that. That's a term of endearment. Stop letting the enemy tell you that you don't deserve to be loved by God. That you don't deserve God's love. God's always terms of endearment. He calls us sons. He calls us daughters. He calls us children. He calls us friends. My son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandment. Underline forget not and heart. Started off talking about the two most important things as we try our best to grow closer to God, and that's your mind and your heart. If your mind's not renewed, your heart's not going to be renewed. You're going to be doing the same thing that you did in 2017 and expecting a difference in 2018. And that's what we call insanity. Amen. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Amen. But God said, let your mind be focused in on my word and my law. The word law means it comes from the word Torah. God's direction. Let your my son, don't forget my direction. Don't forget my prophetic teachings. Don't forget my instruction. But let your heart, everything that you are, keep my commandments. And commandments in the Hebrew means wisdom. In the Greek, it means prescription. God has given us a prescription on how to live so we will not self-destruct. So what should you and I be seeking in 2018? Make a note, we should be seeking the wisdom of God. Yes. And it's going to be made plain in just a minute. So God is saying, don't forget my law, but let your heart, everything that you are, it always comes back to the heart, because nobody can judge your heart. That's between you and God. That's why God says, let your heart guard my prescriptions. Family, I've said it before. We've been to the doctor, and the doctor has prescribed some medicine so we can get better. God has prescribed his word so that we can live well. Right. It's not for God, it's for us. We needed a roadmap. We need something to show us how to live well. It's God's word. Yes. And then look at verse 2. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. What's going to, God's law and God's commandments, God's direction and God's prescriptions are going to give you length of days and long life and peace. And you, Happy New Year, what do you want? Peace on earth. Come on. Outside of the Prince of Peace, it's not going to happen. Outside of God's word, it's not going to happen. God said it's in his law, it's in his word, it's in his prescriptions. That's where our peace comes from. And he said, not only that, peace. What did I see that peace meant? Okay, let's start with peace. It says God's completeness. So we're looking for peace, but people don't even know what the peace is. They're looking to be complete. It's God's completeness. And you don't need another man or another woman or another job or business or anything to make you complete. It's the word of God. It's the law of God. It's the direction of God. It's the wisdom of God that makes us complete. We don't need a bigger bank account. We don't need a smaller bank account. We don't need to get married. We don't need to get divorced. We need to get into God and God's wisdom, and we are complete. But he says it comes through his law and his word. Family, I'm going to challenge you because the enemy's going to tell you you don't need the word, you don't need to study. I'm good, but you will never know the wisdom of God until you get into the word of God. And everything we're looking for is in the word of God. We've been seeking the wrong things. It says for length of days and long life. And at first I thought that was the same thing. Isn't length of days and long? No. It's not the same thing. Length of days deals with time. Length says time. So God gives us time, extra time in our days, so to speak. Are we allowed to maximize our time in the course of a day when we're with God? And then we have long life, long being a measure of time, which are years. And say, Pastor, I don't quite understand. So that's why I got a bunch of read this's right here. Read this's, Sister Kathy. Read it. Okay, I'll read it. So it says, look at the benefits of seeking God's wisdom in 2018. Length of days, long life, and peace shall they add to you. God adds to our life. The world's foolishness and ways have been subtracting from your length of days, long life, and definitely our peace for too long. Through unhealthy relationships, unhealthy habits, the world has definitely subtracted peace from our lives. And it's just, well, Pastor, how do you maximize your days? Well, let me tell you how you don't maximize your days. And how sin takes, or any type of sin takes you away from God and limits your days. I had a friend growing up, we would call him 4 o'clock 40, because every day at 4 o'clock he had a 40. Yeah, I know, Sister Tara, I know that's funny. But then when you get drunk and pass out, you only have so up until 4 o'clock your day, you miss the rest of the day because you're passed out. That's not a length of day. See, that's how you lose time, through sin and disobedience. Not to mention the next day when you're trying to recover from the day before. You didn't lose. Now that's 2 days you didn't lose. And that's just one example of how we lose days because of sin and disobedience to God. God says, when you're lined up with me and with my wisdom, it lengthens your days. You can maximize your days. And it was really tough because my buddy, we could never get close to him. When we tried to talk to him about drinking, he'd cuss us out. He would shut us down. And I would just think, unfortunately at his service, because you know you can't live too long. It's his kidneys gave out first, and then, you know, then he passed away. And I was really heartbroken at his service. You know, when you have the obituary and you read on the back, it was really nothing there. And he was one of the brightest in the neighborhood. But the enemy will make a fool of you. He'll have you chasing the wrong stuff your whole life. And limiting your days. I wrote it down. What did I say right here? His days were shortened. His purpose was prevented. His health was hindered. And his life was limited because of the enemy fooling him to chase the wrong stuff. I thought about the pain my buddy had to be in to want to get drunk and escape life every day. Wouldn't let us get close. Shut it down. Fooled by the enemy. And God is saying, when you get into my law and my word, it's the opposite of that. Your days are maximized. And youngsters, I'll tell you, the youth that are in here, I'm telling you, if you want to do anything cool with your life, you have to stay away from alcohol and drugs. It will shorten your life. And any other type of sin that the enemy would try to get you to participate in is going to shorten your days. It's going to limit you. It's going to prevent you. It's going to hinder you. It's the wisdom of God. All right. Who's working? Who's doing it? JL, what the? Is that you this morning, JL? I know this. If it's Natalie, and Natalie, thanks for helping Chris out earlier. I saw you struggling up there. Like, what is gosh doing? What is Chris doing? It's just been the same slide for about 20 minutes. And Natalie, thank you for helping Chris out. He was up there sweating and stuff, you know.
Stay focused, Axel.
Natalie, thanks for bailing my brother out. JL, take us to Proverbs 2 and 4. So let me show you what wisdom says. So you will know. When you're there, say amen. Wisdom says, if you seek me or her, wisdom is called her. And let me share with you now, in the Hebrew, there's no male or female. It's not gender. It's a thing. A car could be a her. A door could be a him. A rock could be a her. So it's not speaking to gender. What else? A horse could be a him. So it's when it's saying her, it's just speaking, but it's not speaking gender specific. But it says, if you will seek her, it's referring to wisdom as silver. And if you would search for her as hidden treasure. So this is what God is saying. You have to go after wisdom. That's why you have to pray each morning. God, give me your wisdom. I'm reading your word, Lord. I'm going after you like a buried treasure. I'm seeking you like I would a job. Put in your application every day, reading the word as if you were looking for a job. You have to go after God. You have to intentionally seek and search for God. Amen. So this is what wisdom says. If you will seek me as silver and search for me as hidden treasure, then you shall have insight and understand the respect and the awesomeness of God. That's the fear. It's the reverence you owe. It's the respect and the awesomeness. When you go after wisdom with everything that you have, going after buried treasure, going after silver and gold, a job, a house, a car, a boat, a spouse. When you start going after wisdom like you're going after that man or after that woman, then God said, then you're going to find me. Amen. See, we're distracted. We've been chasing the wrong things. We've been going after the wrong things. We've been going after all this stuff and people. And God said, no, get my wisdom. And then you're going to understand the respect and the awesomeness of God. And then look what happens. And then you're going to find the knowledge of God. Amen. Family, we've been going after the wrong stuff. God said, you got to come after me. Verse 6, for the Lord gives wisdom. Amen. God said, I want to give it to you, but you got to go after it. You got to make some type of effort. You know, it's like, you know, like your kids, they just want you to give them stuff. No, at least you got to do the dishes. And it's not an allowance. It's a salary. You're going to earn it. Those of you who have young kids, it's a salary. Teach them the value of work. It's not an allowance. I'm not just giving you. Yeah, you do the dishes. You clean the house. You clean your room. You take the trash out. God says you got to do something. You got to have some type of effort going after God's wisdom. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. You got to want it. The only reason I don't want it is because I don't want to change. Because when I go after the wisdom of God, he said, you got to let that go. But God, it was just. But see, that's not the wisdom of God. That's going to shorten your days. It's going to shorten your life. It's going to give you confusion as opposed to peace. If something is giving you confusion right now, then you haven't given it to God. If someone is giving you confusion, you got to turn them over to God and let God work out the details. God might be saying, this is not the right one. Or God might be saying it's not the right time. But until you get the wisdom of God, you don't know. You're operating according to your own wisdom, which is going to lead you down the path that you've already been on. Look at verse 7. It says, God lays up sound wisdom, not just any type of wisdom. God lays up sound wisdom for the righteous, those that are living right, and he is a shield to them that walk upright. God sent us a way to live as you are seeking the wisdom of God. All right, so let me tell you why the wisdom of God is. Why do I want the wisdom of God? How about the wisdom of man? Well, let's go to Proverbs 8. Proverbs 8 and 17. Why should I have? Why is the wisdom of God more important than the wisdom I can get from books? Because there's no book that can compare to the wisdom of God. And you know, they would, some would call me a motivational speaker in certain circles. But I tell you, it's nothing. And you read those motivational books and they're okay, but they're not like the Word of God. And they're not the wisdom of God. And they don't line up with the Word of God. You got a lot of false prophets out there talking about their motivational and inspirational speakers. Let me say that again. You got a lot of false prophets out there talking about their motivational and inspirational speakers. Follow your dreams. Really? It says get the wisdom of God. Not your dreams. So important we get into this word. So here we go. Here's wisdom speaking. Wisdom is now speaking. 8 and 17. Wisdom says, I love them that love me. It's a love relationship. Wisdom says, hey, you love me, I love you. I guess wisdom is sometimes like that. You don't love me, then I don't love you. Okay, cool. You don't want me, I don't want you. Take your chances. Deal with what your own wisdom tells you to do. And let me know how that works out. So I'm saying, I love those that love me. Wisdom, I mean, you know, God gives us a choice. We'll stand before God and say, well, I thought it was God. Say, okay, cool. You made your own decision. Because wisdom says, I love those that love me, and those that seek me diligently, they're going to find me. If you go after the wisdom of God, family, I'm telling you, pray every morning for the wisdom of God. Pray for the favor of God. Pray for the blessings of God. Pray for the direction of God. Pray for the mind of Christ as I'm living each and every day. Before you go to work, before you leave the house, youth, before you go to school. And keep a journal so you can watch the hand of God move so you'll know. I'm telling you, because you'll just take things for granted. Oh, that was supposed. I'm telling you, intentionally pray for the wisdom of God and watch the hand of God move in your life. Keep a journal. You will see God moving in your life. And don't try and discount it as luck, as happenstance. What a coincidence. Oh, man, that was so cool. It just happened. Put God's word to the test and then watch God work in your life. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me. Yes, lasting riches and righteousness. Are you kidding me? We've been searching and seeking for the wrong stuff. Wisdom said, riches and honor are with me. Lasting riches, not the ones that come and go. And he says, and righteous. So you can be rich and you can be living right. You can be honorable and living right. You don't have to sell yourself out. You don't have to sell your soul. Young ladies, you don't have to walk around with your stuff hanging out to be respected at school. That's not living for God. Young men, you don't have to have your pants sagging off your butt thinking you're cool. That's not living for God. Pull your pants up. Get into the word. Get some wisdom of God and start living right. This is according to the word. We've been trying to get it and conniving and manipulating and trying to do it. And God said, just come after me. If you love me, I'm going to love you. Okay? If you go after me diligently, if you're really seeking me, I'm going to let you find me. God's not playing hide and seek. God is playing, I'm right here. Come get me. Come find me. fall in love with me. Stop falling in love with all that other stuff. Did I say Happy New Year? Yeah. By the way, Happy New Year. Did I say that? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Verse 19, my fruit or my revenue, my returns, my stocks, my bonds is better than gold. Wisdom saying you can't compare nothing to me. And my earnings are better than choice silver. I lead in the way of right living in the midst of the paths of justice. Wisdom say justice is mine, and can't nobody deal with people like God can. So you don't have to be upset with people. Just let it go. Turn it over to the wisdom of God. You don't have to even worry about it. Say, wisdom said justice. You know, I lead in the paths of justice and righteousness. Okay. So don't even worry about that. You don't have to get back on nobody. You don't have to do no get back and revenge. And you don't have to do that for nobody. Wisdom said, I got that. Verse 21, he says that I may cause those that love me to inherit wealth and I will fill their treasures. Put wisdom to the test. Wisdom is talking a good game. Wisdom is like, look, I got it all. Put me to the test. I have it all. I don't know if we put it to the test. And if you're not giving God 100%, then you'll never know either. You will never know what wisdom could have done until you gave God 100%. You will never know. And we'll go through life. We're upset with God. We're upset with other people. We're upset with this. We're upset with the boss. And God said, I told you to get into me. Put me to the test. You tried everything else. You've tried the rest. Is that some type of slow? You tried the rest. Now put God to the test. Is what God is saying. And for our youth, I'm telling you, stay with God. Don't go off track. I'm telling you, you'll be empty. You'll be frustrated. You'll be miserable because you let God down. You let yourself down. You let the wisdom. You're living according to the world's wisdom. And all it wants to do is use you and abuse you, confuse you, and then it's going to lose you. Youth, don't go down that road. Don't shorten your days. Don't waste your time. Do all that you can to stay close to God. Okay, so why? What's so big about wisdom? Because look at verse 22. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before his works of old. So wait a minute. Verse 23. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. Wait. So you're telling me that wisdom has always been there. So wisdom, if it was there since the beginning, wisdom knows everything. So he's saying, when you tap into me, I'm showing you things that you don't know. But because I know, because I've been there and stuff you can't see, I see it. So you hear me say, no, don't mess with that. Don't mess with him. Leave her alone. You better watch that. You know what she's up to. The wisdom will let you know because it's been there since the beginning of time. So wisdom say, I've been around. I've been around the block a few times. Somebody say amen. And wisdom says, I created the block that you've been around. And the corner you're getting ready to turn, I already know what's there. And I'm telling you, don't do it. That's what makes wisdom so beautiful, because it's already been there. So what are you saying, Pastor? Okay, let's make it plain. Verse 24. Wisdom says, when there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled. Before the hills was I brought forth, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountain of the deep, when he gave the sea his decree that the water, don't you pass that right there. Why do you think the ocean just don't come right here? Because God said, no, stop right there. And wisdom said, I was right there when he was doing all that. So I'm telling you, you find me, you seek me early, you find me. You seek the wisdom of God, you're going to get insight to what the purpose and the plan and the direction God has for your life, for your singleness, for your marriage, for you being a youth when you go to college, when you get to college. And youth, don't let me get started on the wisdom of God you need when you get to college. So you go there with the world's wisdom if you want to. So you better go with the wisdom of God. And you're going to see things in a totally different light. Favorita. Amen. You will. And you're going to need it because you're the next one to go off to college. And if you don't believe it, then ask some that have already been to college. And if they would prefer having the wisdom of God, or is it just cool on their own? Verse 27 again. When he prepared the heavens. Come on now. Wisdom saying, get into me. When God prepared the heavens, wisdom said, I was already there. When he set a compass upon the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea his decree that the water should not pass the commandment, when he appointed the fountains of the earth, then was I by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. Rejoicing in the habitable parts of the earth, and my delight was with the sons of men. So let me finish this up with this section right here. Now, therefore, listen unto me. That's why wisdom said, look, I've been there. That's why you should listen to me. Stop listening to other people. Stop listening to the losers. Stop listening to the haters. Stop listening to the false prophets and listen to me. Because I've been there. I've done that. I saw this whole thing being created. I know where it's going. I know who created it. I know who's first and last. I know who's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Listen to me. Now, therefore, listen unto me, O you children, for blessed. You want to be blessed? How do you be blessed? Blessed being happy. How do you want to be blessed, favored? Are they that keep my ways? Stay into God's word. Stay and beg every day God for his wisdom concerning your life, your decisions. Then you'll be blessed. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. So our parents used to tell us, don't be hard headed. You can walk out of here and be hard headed if you want to. But he's saying, listen to the instruction. Get into the word. Don't be hard headed. Blesses the man, that man means mankind, the person that hears me watching daily at my gates. That's what I'm saying. Read daily, read God's word. Waiting at the post of my doors, be patient. It's not a get rich quick scheme. It's not a genie rubbing the lamp. It's not a genie in the bottle. He's saying, just wait. Let me read that again. Blessed is the person that hears me. Get into the word so your life can be blessed, so you can hear God. And then watch, wait at the gates. Watch and wait for the answer that God has for you. Don't move too quick. Don't act prematurely. Wait. Just wait at the post of my doors. Look at verse 35. Put a star by 35. For the person that finds wisdom finds life. You know, it's a lot of people out there just existing. And outside of Christ, there is no life, only death. Okay. Whoso finds me finds life and shall obtain favor, loving kindness, blessings of the Lord. So through wisdom, make a note, those of you that take notes, through the wisdom of God comes life and favor. That's why when you're reading and you're praying, before you start your day, pray for the wisdom of God, pray for the favor of God, because they go together. You don't need a job, you need the favor of God. You don't need more money, you need the favor of God. Well, you do need to know how to manage your money, but you need the favor of God. You don't need a husband, you don't need a wife, you need the favor of God, you need the wisdom of God to show you who would be the husband or wife that God has for you. You don't need a divorce. You need to humble yourself before God so God can show you how to love your spouse the way that he has created you and your spouse to be loved. You need the wisdom of God. Otherwise, you're going to make a mistake. Some of us have made the same mistake over and over again because we've been doing it the way we want to do it. Remember wisdom in verse 17 says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Look what wisdom says in verse 36. But he that sinneth against me wrongs his own soul. You disrespect yourself. And they that hate me, they love death. So not everybody loves the wisdom of God. Some people, like the dark side and the destruction and all that kind of stuff. Because we all have a choice. So when say, you love me, I love you. You hate me, then you just love death. That's all to it. Let's finish this up in verse. Let's go back to chapter 3. Let's finish this up. Got a few extra minutes this morning. I'm moving pretty fast, and we're trying to start on time. I think we kind of got a little lax at the end of the year. We're starting around 9:15. I think today we started at 9:14. Okay, so that's a minute improvement, all right? That's a 1 minute improvement. I'll take it. All right? So next week we'll start at 9:13. All right, we're getting all the way till we get to 9. Amen? 9 o'clock. Amen, Lady Tracy. Amen, that's our goal. Let's say back to Proverbs 3. I made a note right here, too. It says, oh, wow. Thank God for notes. It says, make a note of this. It says, walking without the wisdom of God is like walking in a dark room with holes in the floor. So you picture that. You go into a room, it's dark, and there's holes in the floor. And walking without the wisdom of God is like walking in a dark room with holes in the floor. It's just a matter of time before you fall. Just a matter of time before you get caught up, I'm telling you. God gave me that visual this morning when I was studying, and I said, let me write it down. And then he also had me write down, it's like walking in a dark world with no light. Operating without the wisdom of God is like walking in a dark room with holes in the floor. It's also like walking in a dark world with no lights. Make a note of this. God said you can fake religion. People have done it since the beginning of time. You can fake church. People have done it since the beginning of the church. But you can't fake a relationship with God. You cannot. You cannot fake a heart-to-heart connection with Jesus Christ. And that's what you get when you go after God, when you seek the wisdom of God. And you can't fake that. You can't fake that. Either you have a relationship with God or you don't. And that's it. It's cut and dry. People fake church and fake religion all the time. That's a given. But what I'm talking about right here, going after God every day, connecting your heart with God's heart, you can't fake that. You can't. Either you have that or you don't. And I'm trying to show you how to get that, how to embrace that, how to live that. Because that's what leads us through life, through the ups and the downs, because they are going to come. But the wisdom of God will prevent you from making that same mistake over and over and over again. It will allow you to see things before they happen. It will allow you to react differently because you do have the wisdom of God. All right, let me finish this up. Proverbs 3:3 says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the tables of your heart. Make a note. Mercy is the loving kindness of God. I made a note of this. Mercy is the loving kindness, the faithfulness, and the goodness of God. The compassion of God, the co-suffering of God. Truth is being trustworthy, stable, and reliable. So let me see. Don't let the loving kindness and the stability forsake you. Live your life filled with loving kindness, reliability, and stability. Keep them close to you. And says, put them close to your neck. It's just saying, keep them close to you. Here it goes again. Write them upon the table of your heart. Write them on your heart. Family, show some compassion. Be reliable in all your relationships. Number one, your relationship to God. Then why? Because then it says in verse 4, then you will find favor and good understanding, high esteem in the sight of God and man. That's why we need the wisdom of God. It shows us how to live, how to act, how to have mercy, how to have compassion, how to live your life with mercy and reliability and stability, with truth. with kindness, with compassion. And then you get favor from God and man. God first. You're in favor with God, then man can't help but fall in line with that. Verse 5, one of the most familiar and I would say famous verses in all of Scripture. Then it says, then with all this being said, keeping the law, length of days, long life, peace, mercy and truth, favor, we said, but then you got to trust in the Lord. You got to trust God with the details. Trust. Your confidence has to be in the Lord. Your hope. That's what the word trust. Confidence, hope, security, your boldness has to be in the Lord. With all that being said, going after the wisdom of God, and this is it, family. Either you're going to put him to the test because you trust God or you don't. Or you're not going to put him to the test because you don't trust God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't get caught up. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge God and he will direct your paths. Stop being prideful and stupid. Respect the awesomeness of the Lord and stay away from stupid stuff. That's Pastor's translation. Let me see, because I have a bunch of read this, and then we're going to commune and get on out of here. Somebody say amen. I paraphrased that last when I wrote it down. As you are seeking wisdom from God, trust God with the details of your search. Trust God with the details as you're searching and seeking with all your heart. Don't let your mind, emotions, and feelings mislead you. Allow God's wisdom to be the final authority in your life. Pray and ask God for wisdom before you make any decision in your life, big or small. Seek the wisdom of God. Allow God to direct your path in 2018 and beyond. Keep a journal to track your results. Don't let pride bind you to the wisdom of God. Respect the awesomeness of God and stop doing the ungodly, sinful, and evil stuff. I'm going to challenge you again. This is written down. I'm going to challenge you again. 10 days, 10 minutes a day. Read the scriptures, read the Proverbs, ask God to reveal his wisdom to you. Ask God to show you through the word, through prayer, through visions and dreams. Somebody say amen. God, give me a vision. Give me a dream. And you'll know if it's God because it will line up with the word of God. No, that was probably the pizza you ate last night. That wasn't God. Okay. If it doesn't line up with the word of God, then you know it's not God. If you have anything that you're not clear about, I just wrote this, but it says, bring your questions to Bible study. And we will discuss if it lines up with the word of God. And that is where we're going to have to stop today. Amen. Let us prepare for communion. And as you're communing, I just want you to think about all that God has done for you. Can we give God 10 minutes a day for 10 days? As we're communing with God, think about the wisdom of God and look in your heart. Who do you need to forgive? Who do you need to let go? Spend a few minutes reflecting. Let him go. It says on the night that Christ was betrayed, he gave thanks. Yes, yes, Lord.
You've always